Hi, my name is Roxana, and I'm going to be talking about cultures in my family. The first topic is foods, because my parents, they grew up differently, and they obviously have different cultures. My mom is coming from Latvia, my dad is coming from Brazil, so they have different dishes and different way they make it. For example, my dad, usually when we're eating with him, or when he cooks dinner for the family, he makes rice and beans. But with my mom, she always makes a soup. And then also, my parents also have different religions, come from different countries. My mom is Orthodox because it's the most popular religion in her country, and my dad is Catholic. So my mom celebrates Christmas on a different day in January 7th. And my dad celebrates Christmas on the 25th of December. So I get kind of like two Christmases. Also the languages, my mom speaks Russian, my dad speaks Portuguese. So growing up, I kind of grew up speaking both, but it was obviously difficult for me because
Can I cut that part out? Okay. I was about to waffle on languages.
wait, so that part will be in it?
Yes,
oh, okay. So also in music, there is also lots of differences because music is a very big popular thing in Brazil. They're known for it as well. And in Latvia, it's not really a big thing because they're not really popular for it. It's not really known. They're mostly known for like tourist attractions probably. But for the music, there's different beats and different rhythms, different styles, depending where you're from. And Latvia, it's really just all the same thing all around the country. And also the culture of my family is very different because I had to grow up going to visit my grandparents over in Latvia. The culture change is very different there as well. Going over to Brazil, it's hot and, you know, always wearing different clothes. Shit, I'm waffling.
So bad, I'm so sorry.
My name's Clodagh and I'm talking about different styles through a good few different cultures and how a lot of them are very different. But Ireland would be...
Okay, hang on, we'll go.
My name's Clodagh and I'm doing my topic on different styles in different countries. And for example, in Ireland, a lot of the style would be, for younger people, would be jerseys and shorts because of football and Gaelic's really popular. And there's, for Spain, there would be lighter clothes and like shorts and smaller tops because of the weather, and that would have been different to like Ireland because it's cold and it would be warm in Spain. In Iceland, they would have had bigger clothes and jackets because the weather would have been a lot colder than other places. And for Scottish people, they would have kilts because it's been a traditional thing in their country. And in France and London, they would have been really popular with fashion. France would have been a very classy country with the kind of style they wear. And India, they would have henna, which you wouldn't really see much other places.
Hi, my name is Alex, and I'm talking about like different cultural experiences when you go on holidays. So I've been to Spain and America, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today. And like in Spain, there's like a lot of different food options, like there's like paellas and stuff, like more food that you wouldn't really see in Ireland, like different types of meat and different types of rice. And like, it's just different. And their clothes as well, like Clodagh talked about, they have lighter clothes, like they'd be wearing more shorts, more t-shirts, and more like flip-flops compared to shoes, which you wouldn't see in Ireland like that much either, because it's a lot colder. Some of the people can be like more rude, and then some of them can be like nice and friendly, but it can be hard to talk because like and order your food and like talk to other people because of the languages you might not like know. Music is like in different countries there's a lot of different sports that are popular. In America, it's mostly American football that people follow, and in Spain it's mostly football and tennis, and in Ireland people focus more on Gaelic sports more than like other countries would because it's not played as much. What's up?